You will be given a test to determine your ability to withstand shock.
Well, look who's here.
This is the night when fear and horror walk hand in hand.
Do you feel up to it?
The most terrifying form of evil is that which lurks within the human mind.
Rated X. Welcome to What the Fuck Are You Watching? I'm your host, Chris, and this is Lisa the Mermaid to my manhole.
Oh my god. No.
Lisa, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm great, Chris. How are you?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm excited because today we have our very first guest, and he is...
Bo. Oh my god.
Bo.
I'm shook by the preparedness.
I know.
Dude. Yeah. I'm kind of blown away by it, too.
Yeah, as soon as you agreed, he was like, I have to record that.
And you executed it flawlessly.
Yeah.
That's it. I've peaked.
Yeah.
It's all downhill from here.
All right.
How you doing today, Bo?
I'm doing great. How are you, Chris?
Awesome, as always. Thank you for joining us today.
I had formally agreed to do so. So
yeah, we kind of kind of roped you in.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So we're talking about guinea pig five today, or six, depending on where you're from, I guess.
Yeah.
Mermaid in the Manhole. This is a 1988 movie by our director Hideshi Hino. This is our first returning director.
Yeah.
You might remember him from the second one, Flower of Flesh and Blood.
Yeah. The only other decent one, I think.
All right. So this one's starring Shigeru Saki. This guy has gone on to do a freaking ton of things. I've seen like 90-something shows and movies.
And this is the painter?
Yes.
Okay.
Up to this year, like...
IMDb was pretty stacked.
Yeah.
Wow.
He didn't
even look at it.
He did like some Power Rangers looking stuff.
Damn.
A lot of TV shows, movies. Then we have Mari Somei as the mermaid. Interesting fact about her, she just kind of disappeared from the scene after this movie.
Uh-huh.
Planned or not. Nobody knows where she went.
I didn't investigate as much as I had intended to, but did she actually voice the mermaid, or was she just the... Her mouth doesn't move during the mermaid's lines.
Yeah.
So I didn't know if it was like, I'm just the model, or...
I want to say she does. Let me get Masami Hisamoto. I think that's the girl neighbor.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned her to me earlier.
That nosy bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, yes.
She was irritating to me immediately.
Yes.
I'll defend her once we get into it, but I'm on her side. who the fuck buys a bathtub? Who?
That's his big thing.
I would legitimately buy a clawfoot bathtub.
Me too. That's what I said. It's not that weird to buy a freaking bathtub.
Yeah, it's not that weird to think about doing it. Have you ever seen anybody hauling in a bathtub to their house?
I'm not a nosy neighbor.
Exactly. I wouldn't know if they were.
True. But I guess if I just happened upon it, like I'm going outside, they're bringing a bathtub in. I'm like, what the fuck? Bathtubs come with the house. That bathtub stays in the house until that house falls down.
It doesn't really work like that all the time. But okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I seen she was in Devil Woman Doctor, the fourth guinea pig movie. I'm not really sure what her role was. I didn't recognize her. All right, so what do you say we get into this movie? Does anybody got like a plot synopsis on this one? You guys are really eating sushi right now.
Okay, well, I did consider this. I said, well, maybe I should not chew food on a microphone, but we'll at least blaze these trails for the rest of us.
We're about to turn this into a mukbang.
Yeah.
I think that's what you do. Get up in there. You're the one that everybody wants to hear eat anyway.
That's true. ASMR is a valid sensation. It's not even technically sexual either. So
it's mm-hmm. it's sexual.
It's it doesn't have to be.
Take your time.
It should be noted that we're all going to intensely stare at Lisa while she chews the sushi as well.
I'm sorry. I just had to have a piece. Like, it's freaking sushi, man. Like,
it's that mermaid shit. So we'll bring it back to the...
See, it's even on theme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anyway, no, I didn't look into the movie at all. I didn't expect you to. No, because I just tell him, like, every time, like, you just get the freaking movie set up. You tell me what movie we're watching, you get it set up, and we watch it.
She shows up, and she performs.
Yeah.
I show up and record my watch of this movie. So, I did no research. But when he was showing me something earlier, there was a little sentence about the movie, you know, and it says something like, a painter rescues a mermaid from the sewer, and then she gets sores on her, and he paints her. And I was like, damn, it's pretty much the whole movie right there.
Yeah, that's about
it. They summed it up.
That's about it.
It wasn't long. I was surprised by how short it was.
Yeah.
And also, I kind of anticipated more. I mean, it was obviously gory, but it was like sort of fantastic.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like, it was easier to like not identify with the gore. So maybe it just didn't seem as intense to me. But
yeah, I think there is, you know, kind of like a supernatural element because it's a mermaid.
Right.
And because, you know, he starts getting paint out of it and it's all different colors and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I have a theorized allegory behind that too.
What you got?
Well, if you're pretentious enough, you could think that the movie was like an allegory for an artist sort of butchering their self in pursuit of like mainstream attention. Butchering his muse was the source of all his like colors in this movie.
Yeah.
And, you know, in real life, it could be a parallel could be drawn between that and like having to sort of dissect and or kill parts of yourself so that you can monetize it. In pursuit of recognition for your art, and that at the end it kind of feels like you've killed yourself to do that. But I didn't know if that was the direction this place was headed, so that might have been too much.
No, man. I like movies like this because there's a lot of openness.
Yeah, and see, I didn't even think about that. I didn't even think about the fact that he was a painter and like he was really just trying to make art.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it only screamed that to me because in my experience, when you have like artistic propensity and or interest, there's like a sense of urgency to inspiration that he definitely seemed to be experiencing. Because it was like not optional that he start painting this bitch while she was decaying.
Yeah.
And they both sort of insisted upon it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It just kept being said over and over. Like, you have to paint me. Right, you have to paint me now before I die.
And you could tell he was definitely in a slump for, like, the beginning. He's just roaming through the sewers, painting whatever the fuck he finds.
Yeah, painting dead babies and stuff.
I don't know. You didn't really see, like, the spark until he found the mermaid.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning, Miss Nosy Neighbor mentions that his wife had left him.
Right.
Was that a mistranslation of something? Or
that's what me and Chris were Japanese. Trying to figure out. Like,
I don't know if it's a mistranslation or a purposeful misdirection.
Okay.
Yeah, because either the neighbor or her husband said he lost his wife, and then the other one said his wife left him. So I didn't know if it was just a mistranslation or.
Yeah, because they do say both like right after the other. So
yeah,
it might be more of a mistranslation because that seems weird.
I'd put my bet on mistranslation or something because
me too.
Otherwise, the rest of it doesn't super check out to me. But I just thought I would ask.
Yeah, because that's what I kept trying to figure out too. Like, is that his wife?
Yeah.
Like, is the mermaid his wife?
I mean, he did find her down where he keeps all his treasures. So.
Yeah.
I do have, but I think it is his wife, 100%.
I think so too, because when he goes down there, he says something like, "All my lost things are here."
Mm-hmm. All right. So anyway, we got our main. I don't know his name. He's wandering.
He's just called the painter, I think.
So the dude's walking through the sewers, and he's kind of kicking toys and stuff around, probably looking for something to paint.
Mm-hmm.
And then he finds a baby and starts painting that baby.
Yeah.
You can tell he's kind of lost. He keeps going to the sewers, looking for inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
He finds what I assume is like a cat or something.
Yeah, some sort of pet.
Yeah.
I couldn't.
Chibi.
I don't remember what he called it. But yeah, some sort of pet. I couldn't figure out what it was for sure.
And he's like, oh my God, Chibi, how'd you get down here? What the? He's like rubbing it all over his face. He's like, oh my God, I got to paint you.
Is that not what you do with dead pets?
I guess that they're yours.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've only ever exclusively rubbed them on my face.
Sorry.
I think it was all like, I didn't know what it was. I guess it's all bloated from being in the sewer.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah, cremation was not the option, apparently.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Okay, so he's painting a chibi,
mm-hmm.
or sketching it out. Then he hears the splashes. Goes to check it out, finds a mermaid in the manhole.
Yeah, just a mermaid hanging out in the sewer. They talk about, like, the sewer used to be a river when he was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And he met her once when he was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's in the sewer.
Yeah. And like Bo was saying, they never actually speak. Or
she never speaks, yeah.
They almost have like a telepathic thing going on.
Uh-huh. That's why immediately he's like, that's my soulmate.
Mm-hmm. he even says, your voice sounds in my heart.
Oh, yeah.
So she's not saying anything. He's just making up words for her. Yeah, or not.
I think he is, because I think we see that later.
I do think it's foreshadowing to her being largely theoretical.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Lisa said, there used to be a river there. Now it's a sewer. The mermaid has a stomach wound or something going on.
I don't know. It looks like an infection or something. But he's like, hey, I need to take you home. So
Puss bubbled out.
Wow.
Well, yeah, he starts sketching her out for a little bit, like drawing her, and everything's great. And it almost seems like time passes. It almost seems like he's going down there like a few days at a time. That's true.
It said something like they spent time together or something.
And then all of a sudden she's like, hey, look at this.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, no.
Yeah. And then he had to take her home. Yeah. So he had to buy a bathtub.
Yeah.
Amazon does not deliver like that for me.
Yeah, how do you even get a bathtub?
That was same hour delivery, and I am nothing but envy.
You go somewhere like Lowe's and you buy a freaking bathtub. Mm,
I guess it's like buying like a refrigerator or something.
Yeah, like we bought our washer and dryer and they delivered it. Same with a bathtub, man.
Okay, yeah, okay.
I'm that's pretty sure they even have services that'll set it up for you so you don't even have to do
it. They do, and I know what you're saying is true because I've seen the installations like on display.
Yeah.
At stores like that. But yeah, I've never purchased one, so I can't say for certain. I know that for a fact, if I ordered a bathtub, it would not be there within minutes. And that was upsetting to me.
Yeah, it was really fast. He was like, I gotta take you home, and then he all of a sudden had a bathtub moved in.
Yeah.
Which
I mean,
good for him.
Yeah.
You don't really see much of his house. Maybe he just didn't have a bathtub.
Yeah, I mean, I assume he had, like, a shower.
You can't keep a mermaid in a shower.
Yeah. And the neighbor wasn't very happy about him moving the bathtub in.
Well, who gets a bathtub?
I fucking hate this neighbor.
Me too. My God, she is so fucking nosy.
I hate her.
Yes. She's just always there talking shit.
I'm going through his trash.
Yeah.
I know it's bleeding on the sidewalk, but don't go through my trash.
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
If there's a trash bag bleeding the fuck out on the sidewalk, you're not going to be like, what the fuck is this?
I'm not going to go through it.
No, that's not my business.
I'm not going to go through it. For sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I might think about like calling the cops or something, but I'm definitely not gonna fucking open the bag and go through it.
Yeah, you're probably right. I don't know if I would either.
Yeah, those are problems I don't want.
No.
Yeah.
I'd be like, there's definitely a body in there. Yeah. Not my problem.
Yeah.
Not my body, not my problem.
Oh my gosh. All right, so he moves the bathtub in. He puts the mermaid in the bathtub.
Yeah, and he actually does bring her medicine.
Bitch, that was fish food. You can't tell me. You cannot tell me that wasn't fish food.
It was, wasn't it?
He sprinkled that shit in the water like I do fish food.
He's like, yo, here's your medicine. Mm-hmm. And he just sprinkles it in the water. Is it really medicine? Probably not. He's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, is she really a mermaid?
Probably not. He's crazy.
Like, I don't think anything we saw happening is what was actually happening.
Yeah, I think, like we were talking, like the only time you actually really see what happened is when the neighbors go up there.
Yeah.
It sets up the kind of unreliable narrator thing super early. We kind of pegged that there was something wrong with this guy, like, minute five.
Yeah.
Was it before or after he had a hidden crowbar so that he could go down to the sewers where all his treasures were?
No, that's normal.
Okay.
No, that is not normal. He's like, everything I've ever lost is here. All my treasures. It is.
Chibi's down there.
Yeah.
There's a fucking mermaid down there.
A dead baby from somewhere.
Oh, we know where.
Freaking toys everywhere. I don't even remember what I was down there. There was a lot of shit down there.
He tells the mermaid, I will paint you forever. Starts painting. Mermaid starts to get worse. That infection type thing is spreading.
Mm-hmm.
She starts like bleeding. He's just like putting a towel on it. It's not going to bite Ulysses.
There's a hair somewhere on the microphone and I can't find it. It's driving me crazy.
You've never put something with a hair in your mouth?
Yeah. Hair is a fucking problem for me. It's a real big fucking problem.
Yeah. She'll start going down, hit a hair. You know what? I'm out.
Yeah.
It's always my hair. My hair's falling out everywhere.
That's why I try to keep my body shaved, smooth like an egg.
Like an egg.
Like an egg.
Man, how sexy is that?
Yeah. All right, so he's trying to stop the bleeding with this towel.
Yeah. It's not even really a towel. It's like a washcloth. And he just keeps taking it and washing it out in the sink and bringing it back. Like, I didn't understand what the fuck he was doing with that.
I don't know. He's crazy. And you know, panicking, I guess.
Props to that actor though. He performs distressed pretty well.
Yeah,
he was quite evidently distressed by that towel situation.
Yeah, he was, man.
See, you don't get that kind of breadth of performance in something like Power Rangers where you've got a helmet on.
True.
Oh gosh, this is the real acting in Guinea Pig.
Mm-hmm. Best thing he's ever done.
I doubt it.
So he mentions the medicine's not working. Obviously, it's fish food.
I've seen fish food bottles. And I've sprinkled fish food bottles over the thing with the fish in it, and that's exactly what was happening.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen medicine that you sprinkle.
I've also never had a medicine that cures myriad illnesses.
True.
Which is what he claimed immediately.
But
that's probably minutiae.
Well, you got those people that, like, basically, their medicine's like the spice rack.
Oh, like turmeric in the morning inflammation.
Just, like,
and
like garlic.
Yeah, but I also know women who drink their own urine for cancer, so they exist. They're valid. I can't say it's not working. It's also a flavorful makeout experience.
Oh, my God.
Hell yeah. Damn. Ew. Why are we doing a podcast about this movie? Let's talk about that.
Oh, my God.
This is your boat. I'm a passenger.
I don't know where I'm going, dude.
Okay, so he tried to take care of her wounds. Medicine's not working, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. He tells her to wait here.
I did. Okay, I'm so glad you mentioned this. Because I, too, take issue with this. Like, where was the bitch gonna go? She gonna flop down the stairs?
Then the neighbor sees the... He goes, yeah, I'm gonna get you something to eat. And she's like, it's been a long time since I had fish.
Yeah, she was like, I really want this one certain fish or whatever. He had to go find her a certain kind of fish.
And she said, it was long ago I had fish.
Yeah. And so then the neighbors started seeing the fish heads in the trash at first.
The nosy bitch.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I'm going to look through his
pescatarian
trash.
Diets are among the healthiest available to people. Why doesn't she mind her business? Yeah, the Japanese person being scared of fish? I don't want to be racist.
Exactly.
Come on. Japan.
That's what I thought, too. Like, why is it so fucking weird that he has fish in his trash, you know?
Granted, a giant fish head being gnawed at. I understand that being uncomfortable, but...
That was a fucking big fish.
That was a big-ass fish.
It really was.
Yeah, and like you said, they were saying, so they just ate it whole?
Yeah.
Yeah, they said it's been chewed on or something like that.
One thing I noticed is kind of like as the mermaid sickness kind of spreads, the painter kind of gets worse, too. You can see in his face, he gets a little more manic, whether or not that's because... the situation, or if it's just the crazier he gets, the worse his visions get.
It did become frenzied. I also enjoyed his almost exacerbated, like, what's wrong? Every time she would like make any sort of intimation that she was uncomfortable at all. What's happening?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, half my body's overwhelmed in pustules.
Yeah. And yeah, like the whole time they just kept talking. Like the more sick she got, the more they talked about he had to hurry up and paint her.
Mm-hmm.
At one point she telepathically said to him, you know, it's your life goal to paint me, to hurry up and do
your mission.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your mission in life, to paint me.
Yeah, so... Didn't he's sitting there with like a razor or something. He's like, She's like, yeah, you gotta cut me open, dude. You gotta get my 7 puppies. What did it say?
I do have 7. I have 7 pups.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Some short diatribe she intimated to him through whatever version of telepathy this form of communication requires about her 7 pups.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, cut me open.
7 pups.
But the whole time she's like,
See, yeah, that's what I was going to say. This is what I was talking about earlier where, you know, in his head, she's going,
do it.
You have to cut me open. You have to get the colors out. And the whole time she's like shaking her head no, and it looks like she's mouthing no even.
Mm-hmm.
But in his head it's like yes.
Mm-hmm. But we know for a fact that no means yes, and yes means anal. So,
all right.
What's a guy to do?
Yeah.
You got to cut the pustules.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I do. And he does. So he cuts it, and she's like, bah!
Yeah.
And then she starts squeezing all her juices out.
Mm-hmm. And it's all different colors.
Yeah. Then the worms start.
It's important to mention at this point that I do think the silver lining of this film is the practical effects.
Yeah.
Used because those were very convincing globular pussy pustules.
Yeah,
some of it was pretty gross. Like the special effects on this one were pretty good.
Yeah, that was that was good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty gross stuff, man.
Yeah. So, okay, you went on to the worms, but didn't he paint her with the colors that came out of her before the worm started? Or was that after?
He's been kind of painting her this whole time. I don't know if it's the same painting or if it's a different painting.
Well, it pans. I wondered this at the end, too, when the worms start coming. Because at this point, start of her, like, neck and face starts to become covered in the pustules, too.
Mm-hmm.
At the beginning, it's just progressive, starting at her waist. And
yeah.
So I don't know if he's just knocking a painting out every day or if he's just altering the same one painting over and over again.
I actually think then maybe this is like the redeeming arc of the nosy neighbor bitch, that perhaps this is all just one day and this is just one manic episode of his.
Yeah.
But I do think it's just one painting because it almost looks like, and this might have just been because of the props department or something, I don't know, but when she says paint me that last time, it's like he's painting over one that I'm pretty sure they panned to already.
Yeah.
That's what I thought on the last
one. Because the
face
already looked completed when he started adding pustules to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought when I saw the last painting. I thought it looked like the one we had saw before.
Which sort of fueled my theory that this is an allegory for artists in general, because it was like, look at this beautiful thing that I've had to kill now so that I can sustain myself with it.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't remember. When we were watching the movie, I said something like, I think, you know, she's like a symbol for something else.
Well, I can't think of another like artistic reason from the movie maker's perspective why they would have her not actually speaking in the shots of her. Because it's obviously intentional that she's not actually mouthing the words that are being said.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
Yeah.
And I guess it could just be foreshadowing of his purported schizophrenic issues, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know these people, so I don't know.
I know. That's what I couldn't figure out. Like, I really couldn't figure the movie out at the end. I was kind of confused, but I did like it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it is. It's the schizophrenia thing. You know, his wife gets stomach cancer. The mermaid reveals the first thing she's got is.
Yeah.
Tumors on her stomach.
Yeah.
It's almost like her cancer is on the outside rather than the inside. And as it spreads, the cancer spreads, so does her bubbliness.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can see how, you know, the worse she gets, the worse he gets. His boop break. Gets worse and worse. I like to think that the river where he met the mermaid was where he met his wife when they were kids, and that's maybe why he continues to go into the sewers, because it was the river. It's the sewers now, and that's where everything he lost is.
Maybe.
So, you know, his wife gets cancer and she's just kind of hanging out at the house and he's painting her. And, you know, it's like, you know, loss. And she was his mermaid.
Well, maybe that's what it actually was. Maybe the wife actually did already die and she's still just dead chilling in the house. And this whole mermaid endeavor was his, you know, journey into psychosis.
True, yeah. Maybe
it could be.
I do kind of think maybe she was alive, because, you know, you do get to kind of see the progression of it, and there's the whole, she's like, don't fucking cut me open, dude. And he's like, I gotta do it, and he tries to give her medicine. Maybe that is, can't they tried it at one point, you know, cancer treatment, you try it, but once it's so far.
Maybe.
I don't know what the fish food thing is. He's just fucking crazy. You know, they were soulmates. She's his mermaid, man. Just like, you're my mermaid.
Oh, God. And don't kill me.
And I'm your manhole. Oh,
God. Like an egg.
Yeah. Man. He makes it hard to be like, man, I have sex with that guy.
I'm hard.
When he says things like, I like to be smooth like an egg.
I don't know. That gets me pretty hard.
How about this one? I like to be slick as a fish.
That's worse.
I don't know. There's something specifically not sexy about an egg. Yes. Like fish.
A fucking egg.
I've seen some strange videos. Fish I can find a little more fuckable than eggs, is all I'm saying. Mm.
Okay, so I left off at the worm start, and there's like 10 minutes of worms.
There's a lot of worm activity.
A lot of worms. And that was some of the like worst.
Oh yeah.
Those worms coming out of the little pus pockets. Yeah. Oh my God. I was getting so grossed out.
Look at me when he started like pulling them out. And then like just whole guts start falling out.
The sound design deserves some credit on that bit as well.
Yeah.
Because it was grody.
It was pretty bad. And so he just starts like puking out worms. Just piles of worms.
Yeah, there's so many worms.
Some of those worms look freaking weird too. Like they had like legs.
Some of them looked like centipedes.
Yeah, they kind of did. Not a worm expert. But I don't know what they were. And then she's at like her worst. It's completely spread up to her face.
Mm-hmm.
She like rips part of her friggin' hair off.
Oh, that was pretty gross too.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Eyeball pops out.
Yeah, they're really into eyeball stuff.
And then she goes.
All the guinea pig movies seem to have something with freaking eyes.
And then she goes like sprinkler mode almost. Like every pus bubble just starts spraying.
Yeah.
And then he starts to remember, you know, the river when he first discovered the mermaid. How beautiful she is.
Yeah.
And continues to paint.
He has to finish the painting.
Mm-hmm. So he finishes the painting.
Mm-hmm.
Just in the nick of time, too, because she's about done for.
Yeah.
And she says, hey, you gotta kill me, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no, he says, he's like, all right, I finished the painting. Now I'm going to take care of you.
He said, I have to take a break. And which, first of all, I was really waiting for him to start eating the worms, and that didn't happen. And I won't lie, I was a little disappointed.
Yeah, missed opportunity.
I wanted some worm slurping, but.
When he first started draining her pus pockets into cups, I thought he was going
to
drink that.
I did want it to be a milk situation, but yeah. That's not the direction we go. So perhaps I'm just depraved, but.
Nah, man, I understand. And I don't know if maybe they kind of like. Try to toe the line, but like maybe this guy's not crazy, maybe he is. Like we pegged it like at the beginning, it seemed super obvious, but then why isn't he eating worms and shit? I don't know.
Well, if we're going with the narrative that this is like an episodic endeavor into psychosis, then it actually would check out that he's just as disgusted as the viewers are supposed to be with what's happening, so he wouldn't mm-hmm. necessarily engage further in like the disgustingness of it.
True.
Yeah.
Well, see, I don't think, I mean, of course he's a little disgusted, but I think this is his wife, this is the love of his life, this is his mermaid,
mm-hmm.
and in her fucking worminess, he's just there for her, you know what I mean?
Yeah. As soon as she revealed she had a wound in the beginning, I was like, oh, he's going to fuck that hole. Immediately. So we're going to fuck fish hole.
That's a good thing about the guinea pig movies. It's
yeah, they're for the family.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. So she's the worst she's ever been. Like an eye pops out, rips her hair out.
Mm-hmm.
He remembers the beautiful mermaid by the river and continues to paint. He finishes the painting. And she's like, you got to kill me, bro. So he starts cutting her into pieces.
Can we talk about those sound effects?
Hell yeah, we can.
I think the sound design was like pretty stellar the whole movie. And then came the hatchet.
Yeah.
And the sounds used on the actual hatcheting were hysterical to me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Chris mentioned it when we were watching.
Yeah.
I said, that's wild. Those sounds are wild.
Yeah, I don't know why they fucking do that.
I don't know. I don't know if that was to serve a purpose, because I don't know what the purpose was, but I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, I almost want to say they use it to, like, dial it back. Like, this is obviously...
Maybe that was it. Maybe we're obviously in the lunacy territory now.
They do the same thing on the Flower of Flesh and Blood.
Okay.
The whole movie is a dismemberment movie. And it's like they're using... like a flowing river or something for the fucking... It's like running water. Okay. It's like, what the fuck?
Just thought it was a left turn sound design-wise from, like, the whole movie prerequisite to it. I was like, yeah, it seemed like we had entered Looney Tunes territory on the hatcheting. I was anticipating some discomfort because I don't always handle... like, body gore is typically fine, but, like, self-harm stuff sometimes, like, gets to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Me too.
So I was expecting some discomfort, but I think it being a mermaid sort of disassociated me from it to where like none of it even bothered me at all.
Right, which
yeah, that's true. I think it was because she was just a mermaid. Like, you know.
And she had all those weird colors on her after he popped all those bubbles.
Oh, yeah.
Our first watch, like, it didn't affect me at all. But when I was kind of watching through it again before you came over... there was a couple of parts I was like, oh, God.
Yeah, I expected, granted, I didn't have any reference. I had seen a couple of clips of what I assumed is the Flowers one. Mm-hmm. And those were pretty intense clips I saw. But so I was expecting much worse. I thought it was going to be, you know, how the Saw franchise, like, just sort of tries to outdo itself with every iteration of it. I thought it was going to be that. So I was like, by five, we're surely on to some mental shit.
These guinea pig movies have seemed to go in the opposite direction.
Right.
They started out fucking intense and then they fucking toned it down. Yeah.
So maybe that was a little much.
Okay. So the mermaid's like, yo, you got to kill me.
Yeah.
So he cuts her into pieces and ends up pulling an unborn baby out of her stomach.
Yeah.
Then we cut to the neighbors, and they're like, hey, man, what's up with that guy? I haven't heard from him in a while.
I haven't saw the neighbor in a while.
And I know, because I've been watching diligently.
Yeah,
It's my job.
And I keep smelling fish.
Yeah, she said it smells real bad.
And then all of a sudden, blood starts dripping from the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
And they decide to go check on him. And you get this POV shot of them slowly walking up the stairs.
Uh-huh.
Hey, you okay?
Yeah.
And they walk in, and they find him just sitting on the floor, just chopping. And he says, my mermaid is dead.
Yeah.
And it kind of pans across the whole floor there, and it's just all body parts. There's a baby, and there's no mermaid.
Not that we see.
Well, I think there's legs and shit, too.
I think so. And the body parts definitely were not covered in pus bubbles.
No, I saw, yeah, that's what I noticed, that lack of pustules as well.
Yeah.
The torso, I thought the body parts looked pretty much like body parts, too. I thought the effects people did great on that.
Yeah.
I couldn't, like, make out feet or anything, I don't think, unless I just wasn't paying enough attention.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I don't remember seeing feet.
I distinctly saw hands. They still shot frame of hands for a while.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not really remembering feet, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't remember it well.
You know, they call the police. They give their statements. I didn't write down what they said.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember. I just know at the end when the crowd was all gathered around, they said something like, he killed his wife.
Yeah.
The guy was particularly giggly about it, like an uncomfortable giggly. He said, well, what can I say, really? And the nosy bitch sort of intimated vomiting, and that thinking about it made her want to vomit.
Mm-hmm.
And that there was a baby up there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they locked him up.
Said he was hospitalized.
Yeah.
And they're looking at all his belongings, and they find a little fish scale.
Yum.
A big fish scale.
A big fish scale.
A mermaid scale. And nobody knows where it came from.
Yeah.
I think it was a fishery division was unable to identify, which I enjoyed. We could just start pressing a record like you did and wait for Lisa to be condescending.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll just be like,
show everybody how much of a bitch I really am.
Yeah. This is really why I started this podcast.
Yeah.
Video evidence or audio evidence.
Yeah, he just wants people to know how bad it is to live with me.
Building a case.
Yeah. Later when he kills me, it's going to all be in the podcast. They're going to be like, oh, we get it all now. Yeah. She was such a bitch. And they were watching all these movies together. And yeah.
Yeah.
And then that poor man just decided he wanted to fuck fish heads.
Yeah. She wife. Wouldn't let him fuck fish heads.
You were my mermaid.
Oh, God.
They do always say that poor man.
That poor man.
Okay, we're rating movies?
We are. So that was...
Oh, yeah. Are we rating?
That was Guinea Pig, Mermaid in the Manhole. All in all, I really like this movie.
I think it was the best one of the series, for sure. I think I've said that several times already.
100%. All right, Lisa, so what rating are you going to give this thing?
Well, looks like my highest rating so far has been Guinea Pig 3 at 2.5 stars.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to go higher than that for sure.
Yeah. Glowing reviews.
Yeah, it's been bad. It's been real bad. You know, I can't really go super high, though, because it's still a fucking guinea pig movie.
Is this on a scale of 5?
Yeah. You know, I think I will say 3.5.
3.5? All right.
Yeah, which is higher than I first thought.
If he had engaged in some form of coitus with the fish parts, would that have elevated your rating at all?
No, honestly, probably not. Mm. I think it probably would have lowered it.
Okay.
So
what you're saying is fish fucking is really not for you.
It's really not. I mean, Chris really wants to try it, so I guess I'll let him try it, but...
The man wants to fuck a fish? I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah.
Join my OnlyFans.
Yeah.
I'll be the one recording, bitch.
What the fuck are you fucking?
We're fucking fish for free. That's some good alliteration there.
Whoa, 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 whoa. I'm not fucking fish for free. $9.99 a month.
It for cents.
I'll fuck whatever you want.
I'll come to your house and fuck your fish.
Oh my God.
One of those
God.
Sucker fish, those Picossimus.
He'll be the alpha to your beta.
Oh my God. All right. Yeah. 3.5 stars.
All right. Bo, what do you think?
Solid 4. I think 4 out of 5. I think visual effects were S tier given the time it was made. For the most part, sound design was also pretty stellar until we got cartoony at the end.
Yeah.
I can't really rate the dialogue because I'm unfortunately not fluent in the language, so I don't know if there was just some...
Sounded good to me.
...continuity errors in the subtitles or not. I can't confirm. But yeah, 4 out of 5.
Yeah, I think I'm feeling that score. I think that's what I want to give it to. 4 out of 5. Fuck that. I'll give it a 4.5 out of 5.
Ooh.
I wanted to give it 5 stars, but...
Well, in the spirit of fairness...
There's a couple of nitpicks I think I have.
Well, had the man engaged in any active coitus with the fish, would that have elevated or decreased your rating of this film?
I think it would have been 5 stars for him if he would have fucked
that fish.
Yeah.
Especially the fish head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. Right. Perfect 5.
I agree.
Yeah, it was a great movie. There's a lot to kind of think about. Where at the same time, I think it is an accessible movie. Where I think it could have improved. We kind of pegged that the dude was crazy from the start. And I think it would have been better if they kind of eased into the madness. To where you weren't exactly sure, is this real? Is this not? I think it would have been, you know, better as a more surprising kind of thing. Like, oh, that's not a mermaid.
Yeah, it was legitimately about, I don't know, 6 minutes in with the hidden crowbar to access the sewer. Yeah. I said, oh, yeah, this is probably headed downhill from here for him.
Well, I don't know, man. Like, I think going down to the sewers to get some inspiration, I'm all right with. I don't know.
Where you find the best fish heads.
Yeah. Or, you know, a dead cat.
Chibi.
Yeah, 4.5.
All right.
Okay, Lisa. Where would you rate this on the spiciness scale? Now, Bo, you haven't been privy to the spiciness scale. This is a thing we started, Guinea Pig 1, and Lisa absolutely hates it. So it's just kind of a running gag we have now.
Okay.
How spicy do you think this movie is? How kind of, you know, extreme, like, ooh, that's spicy. Where would you put this on the spiciness scale?
I hate it because it's stupid.
I'll have you know, spiciness is a collective colloquial of the young people that they've been using for the past, I don't know, decade or so, and it's a completely valid metric. Yeah. But anyways, where are you on the spicy scale,
Lisa?
Oh,
my God. Fuck. Fucking spicy scale.
Is this around a paprika or?
Yeah, man, I don't know. Like, this is why I don't like this, because I liked the movie a lot. It was the best one out of the series.
I like to reference your 3.5 rating of it, and I don't know that if you could say you liked it a lot.
Yeah, she's stingy with them stars, man.
I am. Okay, well, I'm going to say it's sriracha.
Sriracha. Okay.
Okay.
Flavorful. A little kick to it.
A little too much food coloring.
Yeah, 100%.
All right, Bone, you got a spicy, you got a spicy scale?
Hate it so much.
I'd say somewhere around a peach.
Damn.
I won't lie, it was really the lack of fish fucking. I anticipated it as soon as the wound in the fish was intimated. I expected some penetrative congress to take place, and given the lack of penetration all around, accepting the razor blade to the pustules, I'll have to say it was pretty vanilla peach.
Okay.
Is this really how we're doing the spice scale? We're just referencing food items?
Yeah.
Okay.
This movie is a 5-layer burrito from Taco Bell that you find in a sewer.
Oh.
You don't know how long it's been there. Is it spicy or is it rotten? It's tingling in your mouth. And it's just rotten meat. Mostly worms. That's where I rate it.
Okay, so do you want to do our leaderboard thing?
Yeah, let's do our leaderboard thing.
Okay.
I'm putting this fucking right on top.
Yeah, me too. I think this is the best one, so it's got to go number one.
Okay. Our next part of the rating system.
No, he's vanilla, remember?
Yeah.
I'm vanilla?
Vanilla.
Vanilla's the best flavor, so.
See?
That's the whitest thing I've heard today.
Vanilla's fucking good. French vanilla? No, not like some basic ass vanilla. I mean, vanilla.
Okay, so I like vanilla ice cream too, but it's definitely not the best flavor.
What's the best flavor? Okay, mint chocolate chips are pretty fucking good.
Like, as I say, I'm not like an ice cream guy, but mint chocolate chip, unsung hero.
That was about to be my answer.
There's some like cappuccino flavors that are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're going like specific, then yeah, I would have to go with like Ben and Jerry's with the Heath Bar, the Heath Coffee Crunch or whatever.
Okay.
The Heath Bar Coffee Crunch.
No, I went hard on vanilla, but anytime I get any ice cream, it's always mint chocolate chip.
The thing is, vanilla is an unsung hero in that it's like the base for most of them, I would guess. But,
I mean, vanilla's a fucking tried and true. You can't go wrong with the vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
You get a vanilla, you'll always be happy. Why am I the fucking vanilla?
You're the one that said it earlier. You said you were really basic.
You said the only thing you're interested in is fucking fish heads.
Okay. Sorry. I think the last thing for us to do here is give a good, a bad, and a what the fuck.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I want your good thing about the movie. I want your bad thing about the movie. And I want your what the fuck moment. Lisa, what you got?
I want to not go first.
Good was the effects in general, including sound design. But I need to amend that because my what the fuck is actually those hatchet sounds.
Yeah.
My bad was the nosy neighbor while she was sweeping the porch. I've never witnessed a human sweeping like that in my life. I don't know that that woman had ever handled and or encountered a broom in her life. Because the motion she was doing with that broom was unlike any I have ever witnessed.
It was just, it's just like the people you see with like the vacuum on their grass, you know? They're just trying to watch what's going on in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Oh, now got? I go?
Yeah, okay. Now you go.
All right. My good. Okay, I like that this one actually had like a story, not just bullshit. Bad. That fucking... The weird... The whole chibi thing. The whole fucking weird dead pet thing. And then what the fuck? The freaking worms coming out of the puss pocket. That was real gross.
Okay, my good... I think I got to agree with you, Lise. The actually having a narrative on these is a positive. I really do like the themes in this one. I think there's a lot to kind of think about. I will say, I think these themes are explored in Silent Hill 2.
Oh, yeah. You mentioned that.
I thought that too.
Yeah, definitely. Which I don't know if maybe this was an inspiration for Silent Hill 2, but there's definitely a lot of similarities. I really think the story would have benefited from not putting the dude's insanity to the forefront. Like I said, we pegged it like almost immediately. Mm-hmm. I think it would have been cooler to kind of downplay that. And my what the fuck moment is, I'm trying to think, there's a few, probably when she rips her freaking head off, or her hair.
Oh, yeah. Just, that was pretty bad.
That was pretty bad. Yeah, I might have to go with that.
Okay. Might be because I'm like extremely homosexual, but it just, it's that part, I laughed so hard. It just screamed drag queen to me.
Yeah.
It's like, I know bitches, that's exactly how they take their wigs off.
Hell yeah. Well.
All right.
That's Mermaid in the Manhole.
Yep.
All right. Our movie next week's going to be Android of Notre Dame.
Okay.
I don't know shit about this one. It's got a lot to live up to, though, because this was a damn good movie. And I guess we'll see you next time.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Do we have a... Do we have like a fuck off remark? Or?
No. Okay.
Let's make one. Fuck off.
Yeah.
Bo. Oh my God.
Perfect. Can think of nothing better.
That's damn good.
Did you think this podcast was as good as instant noodles? Or is it more like a cobalt blue tarantula? Leave us a rating and review wherever you're listening to this podcast at. Get in touch with us at WTFAreYouWatchingPod@gmail.com, where you can leave reviews for the movies we've been watching, recommend other movies for us to watch, or leave any questions or comments for us to answer. Either way, thanks for listening.